The Voice of America presents Jazz Club, USA. The Voice of America presents a new series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. And here's your commentator and host, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations, friends. This is Leonard Feather inviting you once again to lend an ear to another parade of musical talent that can be found anytime on the premises of Jazz Club USA. Today we are doing something a little different. We'd like to offer a program built around the contribution that one particular instrument has made to jazz, namely the tenor saxophone. I imagine the tenor sax has probably produced more great soloists than any other instrument except the piano, and these soloists have produced a variety of styles and sounds. To start off this little panorama, appropriately, a few notes from the man who is known as the president of the tenor sax. So great is his influence. Of course, I'm talking about Lester Prez Young. Many of us remember Lester when he bounced into New York in 1936 with the great Count Basie band, and for the next few years he was responsible for the gradual changeover in styles from the old concept of hot jazz to a new and relaxed feeling that has come to be known recently as cool jazz. In recent years, since he came out of the Army, Lester has spent most of his time on tour with the unit known as Jazz at the Philharmonic. And just to show you how he sounds in 1951... here's a brand new release of an original thing with John Lewis at the piano, by the way. It's called Nina. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the other great influence in the tenor sax field, a man who has been right at the top for a full quarter century, is the great Coleman Hawkins. Coleman first came to the attention of jazz fans in the Fletcher Henderson Band. He was the first musician, I think, to introduce the tenor sax to jazz. And even today, there are two schools of thought among the fans over here. There are those who prefer the rather more even, lagging beat and the thinner sound, perhaps, of Lester Young. And there are also the supporters of the rich, warm, and lush tones that Coleman Hawkins and his disciples get from the tenor. Well, we don't want to take any sides in this argument. Personally, we think there's plenty of room for both styles, but we would like to play one sample of Coleman Hawkins as he sounds today in 1951 in this recent revival of a very fine old tune called You've Got Me Crying Again. Well, now that you've heard the two great influences of all time in the tenor sax field, let's listen to something that some of the younger men who have been making important contributions in recent years are playing now. For example, this next record I like to play features a young tenor man who's become extremely popular here in the last year, namely Gene Ammons. Only a year ago, he was featured with the Woody Herman Orchestra. Now he has his own band. Gene is a son of the late Albert Ammons, the boogie-woogie piano pioneer. And he plays some very fine tenor sax on this Woody Herman record entitled More Moon. Thank you. By the way, the other soloists were Bill Harris on trombone and Terry Gibbs on vibes. In a more subdued mood and more representative of the new cool school of tenor sax men, here's a number recorded recently by Chubby Jackson's orchestra, featuring the tenor sax of Zoot Sims, a talented young man who toured Europe last year with Benny Goodman's sextet. Zoot Sims playing a very pretty tune entitled Leaving Town. Speaking about Zoot Sims reminds us of a young man who used to be a teammate of his in the Woody Herman Orchestra, and who today is really on top of the world in the tenor sax field. In fact, in the past year, he has won both the Metronome and the Downbeat Awards as the most popular tenor sax man in America. I'm talking about Stan Getz, who, like so many young tenor men, owes a great deal to Lester Young, but I think he's developed an original style of his own. And this is Stan Getz's record of another old tune, Too Marvelous for Words. Thank you. case you're interested in the rhythm section that accompanied Stan Getz's tenor sax there, it consisted of Al Haig on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. Well, it seems we just can't get away from the Woody Herman Orchestra when we're talking about tenor saxes, because so many of the top tenor stars have played for Woody at one time or another during the past 5 or 6 years. One of the most popular of them is Flip Phillips. Flip is mainly noted for his wild style and for the excitement he can create at a dance hall or at a concert auditorium, but personally, I prefer him in the more subtle style he displays on this lesser-known but very beautiful record. Flip Phillips on tenor with Ralph Burns on piano, of some of the Woody Herman men of that period, playing Sweet and Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt whether Flip Phillips will ever do anything to top Sweet and Lovely. There's one tenor man who has been on the scene for a long time and has continually changed with the times, and that is Georgie Auld. Georgie came up when he was still, about 17 years old, playing with the late Bunny Berrigan's orchestra. After that, he was with Benny Goodman, with Artie Shaw, and he had several bands of his own. Today, he's playing in such a modern style, it's really hard to believe he's the same musician who was on those old Bunny Berrigan records. Not only Georgie's tenor work, but the band itself is particularly interesting on this next record. It's a 9-piece orchestra, one that Georgie assembled out in California early in 1949, which made some very fine records. And here they are playing Billy Byers, the trombone player's arrangement of Darn That Dream. Well, of course, I haven't had time to pay tribute to Arnett Cobb, Illinois Jacket, Al Cohn, Lucky Thompson, Herb Stewart, Dexter Gordon, Bud Freeman, so many others. The tenor saxophone field is really so broad, you just can't get everybody into one program. But once again, we'd like to remind you that if there is any musician you haven't heard yet, or maybe if there is someone you would like to hear again on Jazz Club USA, all you have to do is drop us a line and make any suggestions or criticisms you like. Just write to Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. This is your host, Leonard Feather, bidding you the best of tempos until next week.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of The Voice of America.